Fear, anxiety, addiction, depression, these are all very real things, and they're things that we can't take lightly. However, you can be set free from all of these things that bind you, the depression, the fear, and the anxiety. And tonight, singer-songwriter Aaron Michaels is going to join us and share with us his testimony of how he was set free from the chains of darkness. And there is Aaron Michaels right there on the screen with us. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, Glenn, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
And as you're going to find out as you're watching tonight, those that are tuning in and those that are watching the replay, God has been blessing this man, not just with music, but with an acumen for business and opening up doors for him. And he's really serving a lot of people right now. So we've got some testimony to hear tonight of how Jesus set this man free. And before we dive into the music, before we dive into the record label, you're a guy who's got a lot to sing about without question.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Jesus truly set you free. Can you share with us your testimony of how you met Jesus?
Well, you know, I was honestly raised in church, and you know, I knew Jesus at an early age. But I didn't really have a relationship with Jesus and really reach out to him and find him until I was honestly probably around 24, 25 years old. I was baptized when I was 12. I thought I was doing all the right things. But, you know, I was just going through the motions, you know, and I didn't have a relationship with him. And to keep a very long testimony short, I'll just kind of start, you know, I was in bands all throughout, you know, school, and had my first band when I was 12, started playing guitar, things like that. And, we actually went to a Church of Christ. And so we didn't have music in church. All we did, we just had vocal, you know, a cappella. We just had the singing. And so the only band that I knew back then that, you know, played Christian music was Stryper. And that was my first concert that I ever went to, was a Stryper concert. I was like, man, that's awesome. I wish I could do that one day, you know. And but like I said, you know, I didn't know about other Christian bands because we didn't listen to that kind of music, you know. And honestly, the only reason I knew about Stryper is because they were played on secular stations. Mm-hmm. And I dug it because it was about Jesus. I was like, wow, this is cool, you know. But, you know, I didn't know about Petra. I didn't know about DC Talk. I didn't know about, you know, Third Day. I didn't know about any of these bands that were out there at the time. And so I played in a secular band right out of high school. And, you know, we toured around and got fairly big. Probably the biggest name we toured with was a band called Seven Dust. They're a huge band, still are, you know. And back then they were just getting started, and we had opened up for them in Fort Smith. And anyway, we played some shows with them and just got sucked into that, you know, party lifestyle. You know, I never bought a drug in my life, but it was always right there. And I got, you know, to where I was doing, you know, cocaine, crank cocaine, you know, smoking weed. I got to where I had to have, you know, 12 beers before I went to bed. It just got to be a habit. And I always denied it, that it wasn't a habit and it wasn't a problem. We were in Michigan one night, and I'd been up for close to 4 days and just partying, doing cocaine. And in the middle of a show that night, I just passed out in the middle of it. And we had to cancel the show. They said about, you know, it's about 2 days later, you know, day and a half, 2 days later, I woke up in a hotel room. They didn't take me to the hospital because they didn't want to get in trouble. They didn't want me to get in trouble. They didn't want anybody to get in. So they didn't really know what to do. You know, long story short, like I said, I woke up, I was like, where am I? What happened? And, I knew right then that was my second chance and that God had saved my life. Because honestly, I probably should have died. You know, all the drugs that were in my system and just over, you know, a period of time. And so I said, you know, I've got to go home. I've got to, you know, give my life back to God and I've got to work on me. And, so that's what I did. I wasn't a popular person at the time because we were in the middle of a tour, but I had to work on me. And, so came home and again, long story short, I, got in a few Christian bands, that didn't do a whole lot. But I went to church with a guy that invited me to his church. And it was a Pentecostal church and, totally opposite of what I was used to, you know? And, so I went to that and, you know, they had music, you know, and there's a worship leader. And I was like, man, what is this? You know? So, I was like, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm called to do, you know? And so I started doing that and, you know, led worship at different, you know, different churches and things like that. I've been a worship leader. And, I had a band, there's a secular band called Cradle of Filth. Mm-hmm. Well, my band was called Cradle of Faith. We kind of stole the name. And, so that was kind of the beginning of the Christian thing that we did. And then, you know, probably, it was early 2000 sometime, when I actually did my very first Aaron Michaels, album and CD. And I signed with a management company and was doing some good things. And then, I went through a divorce at the time.
Oh my.
And, kind of turned my world upside down, man. That's kind of when the devil stepped in and said, hey, you're not good enough. You need to go back to the clubs where you belong. You know, you're not good enough to serve the Lord. You know, and just started putting all these lies in my head, you know, and, you know, I've always been kind of, I don't know, man, the devil's just always been right there on my shoulder telling me I'm not good enough in everything that I've always done. It seems like, you know, you're not, you know, I'm not a big guy. I'm 5'8". Weighed 160 pounds in high school. I, you know, only weighed, you know, probably 140 pounds soaking wet. And, you know, I was an athlete. I played football, played sports. But you know, there was always that lie in my head. You're not big enough. You're not good enough, you know, and I always played. I was a good athlete, you know, but still, even then as a kid, you know, you just have those feelings in your head that you're not good enough. And, but anyway, so, I quit playing for a while and I got back into playing, you know, secular music again, just playing clubs and stuff. And then I got back into church and I was a worship leader at a church and things just didn't go well. I was asked to, I don't know, it was just one of these things where I was going back to school. I was trying to get my life back together and I told them I don't have a lot of time. And long story short, they were like, you need to come to all these meetings and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I got to go to school. And so anyway, it just didn't work out. It was just one of those things. It just didn't work out. I couldn't give them the time that they needed. And so I stepped down from that. And again, here comes the devil. See, I told you, you know, you shouldn't have got back into this. And so again, long story short, getting back to the end, I was playing clubs and casinos and things like that, making decent money on the weekends, you know. And I was in the middle of a set and God just kind of spoke to me right there in the middle of it. And I'm like, this is a bad time, man. You know, like, what are you doing? And so he told me, he's like, this is going to be your last show tonight with these guys. You're going to, because, well, again, I'm trying to make this short, but there was a time where I had, in between that time where I had lost my job and I didn't know what I was going to do. That's before I went back to school. And I was off work for 6 months. I lost my house. I lost my cars. I lost everything. But what I did gain is trust in God. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was a test for me, you know, and he showed me you don't need all these worldly things. You don't need all these things. And within that time, I recorded a whole album, you know, of worship to him, you know, basically, and crying out to him. And so he said, you have all these songs that you never recorded that are just sitting on a shelf, you know, and you're going to record those songs and I'm going to do big things for you. And so I was like, well, okay. So the third set came up and I told him, I was like, guys, I hate to tell you this, but this is my last show with you guys, you know? So anyway, that was that. And I prayed for God to send me band members and he did. And, you know, we recorded the very first, new Aaron Michaels CD called I Stand Amazed. Mm-hmm. And that was in 2019. And in 2020, before the world got shut down and everything got crazy, we were nominated for three Tulsa. It's called Tulsa Music Awards. It's kind of an Oklahoma thing down
okay.
there. Okay. And it's for, you know, anyone kind of in that area of Oklahoma, if you're a musician or whatever. And we were nominated for three Christian Artists of the Year. And it was funny because I don't know if you know who Stars Go Dim. I don't know if you know who they are. I do not. Yeah, they're more of like, you know, Christian hit radio, CCM type style. But they're from about an hour away from me up in Tulsa. But he was nominated and I was nominated. There were several other people, but so Christian Artist of the Year, New Artist of the Year, and Single of the Year for our song Taking My Time. And we actually won all three of those.
And
we were the first band to win all of the, you know, awards that we're nominated for, you know. Yeah. And we had only been out for 6 months or so. I mean, it was kind of crazy. But again, it was God, you know, all these accomplishments, this isn't me. I've just given it to God and he's told me, hey, just trust in me and just watch what I can do, you know? And so I'm just a vessel right now. And that song has over, you know, 500,000 streams now. It got a lot of traction because of the music awards and stuff like that. You know, after that, we released that CD and then we just recently, you know, 2 years ago, signed that record deal with BMG Broadhead Music Group. And we released our first single, Trust. And that song is actually just about what I just talked about, just about trusting God in any situation. You know, so many times we pray for things and we want them right then. And when we don't get them, we don't understand. We're like, God, why, you know, why didn't you give us this, you know, or why didn't you give it to us now, you know? But there's always, it's God's timing, you know, there's a reason why he waits, you know, and we just have mm-hmm. to find why that reason is, you know, just like when I lost my job, you know, I didn't know I was going to write a whole album, you know, but he needed me to realize that I don't need all those things. I don't need all the worldly things, you know, I just need him. But I guess testimony wise, I ramble, dude. So
no,
sometimes.
No, there's a whole bunch of things. We've got a comment from one of our viewers, Joshua, son of Nun. He's listening to your testimony. And this is what he says from Psalms 43 through 3 from the Bible. He says this, and this really hits the nail on the head for where you're at and what I see too God doing in your life. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and they will trust in the Lord. That's exactly what happened with you. There you were in a secular band. You were touring with Seven Dust, and I've actually seen them in Charleston. I saw them in Charleston. Yeah. When they came through for a show down here. And you were doing that. And then God had to bring you to a point, all the things that he brought you through to bring you to this point. And then when you decided to be obedient, and that's what I hear in here, is the obedience to what God's called you to do in your life. He's confirmed all of that with these blessings.
Right. Amen. And it's funny you said that, you know, he brought that verse up. It's not funny. It's just God, you know, because it's spot on. I was originally going to call this the first CD. I have a song that I wrote, and it was called Sing a New Song.
Really?
And yeah, yeah. That was really the very first song that I wrote for that album. He gave it to me through a message that I heard at church. And I was like, man, it's time for me to sing a new song. You know, time for me to turn my life around. You know, just let's do this, you know. And then, you know, the other part of that is, again, you know, just trusting God. You know, and there was a time, it was early on, our very first big show that we did as Aaron Michaels was with Seventh Time Down. It was a show in Arkansas, and I was, you know, huge fan of Seventh Time Down, you know, so that was a huge deal for me just to be able to, you know, open up for them guys and just be a part of it. And, you know, after that, things just started happening. I mean, We Are Messengers, we opened up for 7 Day Slumber, we opened up for. This is all in a period of 2 or 3 months, you know, just doors kept opening.
Wow.
And after that, we opened up, we did a spoken show with Spoken and Zana, and man, I don't know who all was there. Relent was there. I mean, I'm just telling you, man, just doors started to open up.
Yeah.
And I asked God, I was in prayer. And I was just, God, you know, and this is how it came out, of course. Why did you take so long to bless, not me, but bless, you know, my music and bless this ministry, you know? And it's kind of a punch in the face. I'm surprised my whole face isn't all bruised up still. Because what he revealed to me was, he said, why did you wait so long?
Yeah, he was waiting for you.
Yeah, he's waiting. Woo, I get choked up, man. But yeah, he was waiting on me the whole time. He was ready, but I wasn't ready, you know.
That's one of the things that I'd like to encourage people that are watching this and listening. Even, man, we've got a lot of people in countries outside of the United States that listen to the audio stream of this when we post that. And I'd like to encourage them, as God is willing and able. And a lot of times we get in that point of frustration of, oh, he's not doing it. He's not doing it. And really what it is we're just not at that place. We're not ready yet. We haven't done what he's instructed us to do. And it's so simple. That old hymn, trust and obey.
Yeah.
Trust and obey. And those are the two things that I hear you saying tonight. Trust and obey, for there's no other way but to trust and obey, to be happy in Jesus. Trust and obey.
I got a funny story. I won't tell all of it, but my mom told me when I was like 2 years old, that I was standing up in the church pew singing that song.
And really?
and then I was saying, instead of obey, I was saying, oh, babe, like B-A-B-E, trust and obey. There's no other way. But yeah.
And that's really what I see over your life, is just that trust and obedience, trust and obedience. And if you stay on that track, there are going to be many more doors that God opens for you. Now that you have a new song in your mouth, what would you say is God's purpose for the music that he releases through you?
I guess, you know, my music personally and my message and my, you know, my music is just, you know, freedom and deliverance and, you know, don't be ashamed of your past. Because for so long I was ashamed of what I did. I didn't tell people what I did. And still to a point, I still am, you know, but God also revealed to me that the truth will set you free and it will set others free as well. Yes. And so I've learned to share that story with people because, you know, I do a lot of things with CR groups, Celebrate Recovery groups. And man, the people that my testimony has reached and others like mine, you know, it's changing lives, you know, and that's what I want out of my music. I want people to know that they can be free. Just like my newest song, they can be free from those chains, whatever it is that's binding you, whether it's addiction or, you know, depression, anxiety, whatever it is. You know, God says, you know, that, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Yes. You know, and the Spirit of the Lord is around us always. He's with us if we allow him to be there and we, you know, seek him. And yes. So the freedom is there, you know, and the word also talks about how We were just talking about this the other day, we have a record label. All the artists come together once a month for a Bible study. We just kind of get in the Word and dig in there. And Patrick from 3 Days Under the other night, we were talking about this, man, because that's another story. But, you know, a lot of the artists have been talking about since they signed that they've been kind of attacked, you know, by the devil. Mm-hmm. And I said, guys, I said, hey, he doesn't like this at all. You know, we need to be prepared for this. We need to pray about this and have our armor on, you know, and he brought up a good point. He says, you know, whenever you feel frustration and you feel all these opposition of the enemy, you know, find joy.
Yes. You know,
yep. Find joy.
Yep. And yeah. I was just listening to a prophet that I listen to every week, and he was explaining it this way. Joshua Giles, I love his ministry. Mm-hmm. He was saying that when you experience more warfare, it means that you're getting closer to that thing that God has called you to. You're getting closer to stepping through that door. And a lot of people are just not trained in the warfare. They think, oh, well, the devil's attacking me so bad, so I need to do a U-turn and go back. And his encouragement was, and I think a lot of people in the body of Christ that are really following Jesus with everything they got right now are experiencing the same thing. He said, just push through. Just push through. Devil ain't going to, you know, he ain't going to kill you. So long as you're walking in obedience to the
Lord. He's already been defeated.
Yeah,
he's already been defeated.
Yep. And that's what happened almost 2,000 years ago tomorrow. And this is the eve of Good Friday when Jesus defeated Satan on the cross.
Hallelujah.
And he descended into hell and made an open display.
Yeah.
And man, that was probably like WWE all over the place down there. Open display of Satan. And they were Satan and the demons were probably wondering, what in the world did we do? That was a big mistake. Now he's already defeated. And unfortunately, we give a little bit too much credit to the devil in a lot of things. He's been defeated. Right. And man, anybody out there who's experiencing the warfare, keep pushing through, because you're getting closer and closer to that thing that God has called you to. Let's talk about your latest song. You brought it up just a second ago. Your chains are breakable. And really, to me, this song epitomizes the heart of your ministry and what you do and who you're about. When you were writing this song, how did you hope that it would impact people?
You know, like I said, I just want people to realize that no matter what they're going through, you know, that there is a way out. You know, there is a Jesus that cares about us. There's a Jesus that died for us, that died for our sins and our past and our failures, and that we don't have to go through it alone. And that song, man, it just kind of came to me as an anthem of celebration for me, you know, and I just wanted to encourage others through it and just let them know, you know, that there's freedom in your bondage, there's freedom in your chains, and that your chains can be broken, you know, through Jesus.
Yep.
And, that's exactly what it's about. And it can be about any situation, you know, depression, anxiety. These are all things that I've experienced personally, you know, addiction, just anything, you know. It can be financial struggle. It can be anything, you know, but all those chains are breakable.
Yeah. So God has provided a way of escape.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that there is a way of escape, and it's through Jesus. That is the only way of escape, and that's through Jesus. Well, this is Your Chains Are Breakable by Aaron Michaels, and you're going to love this song. This thing is awesome.
Shut up.
That is all right. What I would call world-class music. That is so well done. It's real, right. And I think what makes it genuine is that is what you've lived, and that's been the story of your life. You've had those chains broken, and as I was preparing for tonight, the Lord led me to Isaiah chapter 61 at verse 1. I just want to share this really quick for those that are out there. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And that's exactly what we're hearing in this song. That is the testimony of your life. Jesus has set you free. If you who are watching or listening are looking for freedom from addiction, from anxiety, from whatever it may be, the dark chains that have you down, there is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. And if you have any questions about that, you can reach out to us right now, or you can shoot me an email over at lithoscry, that's LITHOSCRY @gmail.com. So of course, we're at the Easter season. It's Holy Thursday, the day before Good Friday. And of course, Sunday is Easter Sunday. And that's what it's all about. What Jesus did on the cross was to set you free and to break all of those chains, even the dark ones, the ones that you are so ashamed of. And Aaron, at points in his life, has been ashamed of his past. But man, Jesus has set him free, and he can boldly proclaim through this music. And he has the ability to reach you. Jesus has the ability to reach you through this music. And I want to talk to you about that in just a moment. But there's a verse in this song that I find very interesting that I'd like you to kind of expound upon a little bit. It's where you sing, "It can stop with you, scars of generations that attach to you." That sounds pretty deep. What is that about? What are you talking about there?
Wow. You know, God just gave me that line, and I don't even know where it came from. We were kind of stuck when we were writing this song. And, you know, while I'm on that, you know, I want to give props to Randall Broadhead from We Are Vessel and Broadhead Music Group. He co-wrote this song with me, and he did an amazing job on producing it, and the music and the mix, everything's just banger job. And, but anyway, yeah, we were kind of stuck on this part, and God just, I mean, that's just how he works, man. He just puts it in your head, and he was like, Okay, that's it. And it just worked. But yeah, scars of generations that have attached to you. So what I meant by that is, you know, okay, so to set this up, I was a coach. When I went to school to coach and teach. And I did that for 15 years. I was a football coach and coached baseball. You know, the school that I work at is kind of a low socioeconomic school. A lot of, you know, people that, you know, live without, a lot of people that don't have a lot of money. And so I see a lot of different situations over the years. Mm-hmm. And I would just always tell them, you know, just because the situation that you're in now doesn't mean you have to stay there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can better yourself, and you can do something with your life if you just apply yourself and do it. And, you know, but that right there can apply to anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be, you know, someone that comes from a family line of drug addicts. You know, maybe you're the only one in your family that hasn't been successful or done anything, and your whole family is full of drug addicts. Well, you can, you know, break that chain of generational chain and do something with your life, you know?
Yeah.
And that can be with anything, but that's what that line means. It means just because you're in a situation and you've been raised that way, or you've been, you know, surrounded yourself with that, doesn't mean you can't reattach yourself and remove yourself from that situation. Yes. And make it better. Yes. Man, I'm getting chills right now, you know, because it's so powerful, man, because, you know, through God, you know, my favorite verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. Not yes. something. I can do all things, you know, yep. through Christ, not on my own, but mm-hmm. through Christ who gives me strength. And, yes. you know, I live by that, you know, I mean, and sometimes my wife, she's like, "Well, you're a little too brave." I'm like, "Hey, God on my side, I can do anything, you know," but, but yeah, man. So that's kind of what that line talks about. And, you know, the second half of that verse, or that song on the second verse, talks about, you know, hate and yes. loving the Judas of your past. Man, that's another, you know, just a crazy, strong, powerful, you know, verse in line. Because I think there's always a time when some of us have, you know, not felt right about somebody or had some mm-hmm. hate, you know, in our heart. Yeah. And, you know, how do you think Jesus felt, you know, about
yeah,
Judas?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, can we love the Judas of our past? Can we love the people that have betrayed us? You know, mm-hmm. that's so hard to do, you know. But again, that chain is also breakable. So,
and that's exactly what it is. I was just about to write that down so I didn't forget that point as we were talking about it, is that hate and that bitterness is a chain. It's a chain of darkness. It's a bondage. Yeah. And when yeah. you're bound to that, it's that root of bitterness, and that can actually make people sick. There's yeah. physical proof of that as well as spiritual proof of that. It can right. make you sick, and it can destroy your life, mm-hmm. and you just have to let it go. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, you know, holding bitterness in your heart, the tormentors are going right. to come after you.
Yeah.
You'll be tormented.
You open that door when you do that.
You do. You do. Yeah. And we take it so lightly, but it's something that is so very, very serious. Right. And a lot of people don't realize it as a chain. And the other thing that you were talking about and getting out of the situations that we're in, that we've been born into, once we start to take those steps, of course, really to be truly free of those scars from generations past, you have to be saved. You have to be born again. Yeah. But once you start to move in those directions of moving out of that, God will show you and give you the wisdom of how to do those things. Right. There have been many things I've done in my life that I didn't know where to begin, and I was not formally trained to do it. But God showed me. And really, it's not about your qualifications being qualified to be called. It's that if you're called, right. God will qualify you. He'll right. give you the qualifications along yeah. the way. So different the way the world works. The world does not work that way at all.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Not
at and all. I'd also like to give a shout out to Randall Broadhead, who has worked many Get Revelation Rock Fests with me in Charleston, South Carolina, running the sound.
Right.
Awesome. He is an awesome, awesome man of God. I really yeah. love Randall Broadhead. That yeah, is,
he's got a great heart, man.
He does. He really does. You know, I want to ask you, This is a interesting question, and I know that some people watch kind of with the skeptical eye. You know, we're talking about freedom from drug addiction. We're talking about freedom from depression and anxiety, and you minister to people to help break those chains through rock music. But there are many who would say, well, rock music is what causes those problems. It's what causes addiction. It's what causes anxiety. It's what causes depression. Why to you, what has God shown you about using rock as a tool to help people get free from their chains? Why would God use such a thing?
Yeah. You know, I think God uses all kinds of music. I think, you know, because not everybody's going to listen to the same music. Not everybody's going to be at the same places. But as far as specifically rock goes, there are so many people, and it's not the music itself, because like I said, I've been there. It's the feelings of depression, the feelings of, you know, despair, the feelings of I'm not good enough. And that's what a lot of rock songs talk about. And so people mm-hmm. can relate to that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. People, when yeah. they're in their deepest and their lowest, they can relate to those songs because that's what they're going through. And yes. they feel that way. They feel that artist's pain. And so that's why they relate to that kind of music. Because at the time, they're not all happy. They're not all full of joy. And they're not, you know, they don't want to listen to, you know, I don't know, whatever. They're not going to want to listen to praise and worship because most of them don't know about it, number one.
Right.
And number two, you know, they're not listening to, I don't know, this is probably a stupid analogy, but, you know, they're not listening to Britney Spears. It's singing about, you know, poppy stuff or whatever, you know, I don't know, but they're listening to something that they can relate to. Right.
Yeah.
And so yeah. when you can find a Christian band that's singing and playing music about the same situations that you're going through, but during that song, there's a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And there's a solution and there's an answer. And that's not in the other music. That's not in the secular music. Yeah. You know, they don't give that solution in their music. They just stop with, well, I'm done. I'm through. I'm just going to stay here in my pain. Right. But with our music and Christian music, you know, and I think sometimes, and you know, sometimes I speak my mind too much, but this has really been on my heart lately, that a lot of Christian bands are staying in that area. I'm just going to say it. They're not given the solution.
Yes.
They're staying in that gray area. And that's something with Resurrection Records we're not going to do. Mm-hmm. We are all about the ministry. And so now I think there's a time and a place. Now, if you write a song that you want to go both ways, you're trying to make it go mainstream and Christian. Okay, that's fine. I understand that. But not every song can be that way. No. There's got to be some songs that they're giving the solution to, right? You're giving the answer to. And so, but again, you know, I think that's why, you know, Christian rock can help those people, because they're looking for a solution. They just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, most of them haven't been to church, or they don't, you know, they might know about Jesus, but they don't really know about Jesus, and they definitely don't know how to get to Jesus. And so through our music, you know, we can change lives, and we are definitely going to reach people that churches and, you know, your K-Love and your whatever stations aren't going to reach.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm not going to say it's more important, because it's not more important, but at the same time, who else is going to reach those people if we don't do that? And so I definitely think it's a calling, and I think it's by design. I think God has a plan, you know, and I think that's his plan with it. And, you know, I've just seen so many lives changed. You know, I prayed with a guy that at the time, I'm not sure if, you know, he was homeless or what, but, you know, he was a recovering drug addict. We were doing we call it a Hope and Fire, where we just go to parks and we minister to the homeless. We minister to people. We just set up and we play, and we give food away. We feed people. And, you know, this guy, I prayed over him. He told me, he said, the devil speaks to me. He's in my head. And I said, now is not the time, but before I leave tonight, God's going to give me the words. I'm going to pray over you. And I did that. And while I was prophesying over him, while I was praying this demon out of him, he looked at me straight in the eye, and he told me, he said, the devil just told me to tell you that he hates your guts.
Wow.
And my eyes had to be so big, because I believe him. I believe what he said, man. I believe he really heard that, because the devil hates my guts, man. He hates what I'm doing, you know? And, you know, that spiritual warfare is real, man.
It is.
But anyway, to this day, we're still good friends. And you know, he tells me, we keep in contact. And, you know, we're friends on Facebook, and he's got a great job now, and he's doing really great.
But he
said it got better after I prayed for him, but those voices still come and go sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I said, hey, you just got to stay strong. And like you said before, you got to push through it. You got to push through it. But yeah, man, you
that's
can't
powerful.
Tell me, you can't tell me that our music isn't changing lives, man.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. There's a couple things that you brought up that I really appreciate what you said. The first thing is, you know, lost people are not going to go to church. People who don't know Jesus are not going to go to church. The days of that in American culture are gone. Yeah, because that used to be the cultural thing to do. We all go to church. Right. They don't do that anymore. But when you look at the Bible, it really says Jesus didn't say invite people to church. He said, go out and share the gospel.
Yeah.
Go out. Yep. Yeah. And what you're doing, every genre of music to me is like a different language. It speaks to people differently. There are people who were built, and in their DNA, they respond better to rock and metal. And there are some people, I don't understand why God built them this way, but they respond better to Kenny G. I don't understand why, but they do. or right. Tom Jones. It just does something for them. But you're speaking a language. And when you're able to communicate to them the pain and the sorrow through your music, what you're doing is you're emotionally connecting with them right. by doing that. And this is something that I've noticed, and I have to admit this from my own life. There were many years where I was not emotionally very intelligent. I just wasn't. I was just like, huh, I feel this way. I don't know why. I don't get it. Right. And I would hyper-spiritualize stuff, or I just push it away. But when I started listening to, as a matter of fact, when I was going through a dark time and listening to secular rock and metal, I was like, hey, I can relate to that. That's what's going on in me. And I'm not crazy. Other people go through this as well. But what you're doing is you're giving the solution to those problems at the end. You're giving the biblical, the Christian worldview. You're giving the gospel. And that's the difference, is you're helping pull them out. Hey, I can relate to that guy. I get what he says. And oh, wow, there's an answer. And that answer is Jesus. And that's what you're doing. Right.
And I'll just say this, because, you know, I'm not knocking, you know, CCM music at all, because I'm going to have a release a CCM song here probably in the next few months that I wrote for my wife. And that's another story. We'll have another interview about that. But you know, like I said, I'm not against that at all. You know, I was a worship leader for years. I love praise and worship. But you know, how many times do you go to a big concert, you know, of these CCM artists? And I know it's a different setting, because it's not an intimate setting, but how many times, you know, do you go and they ask, you know, people to, you know, are you saved? You know, and pray for people while they're on the stage. And, you know, maybe they do when they're in smaller settings. I'm not saying they don't do it at all, but what I witness at our shows, you know, I mean, we never could do a show without, you know, asking somebody if they need Jesus in their life, or if they want to accept Jesus. You know, we play a lot of shows with Chaotic Resemblance, because they're from Oklahoma too. And those boys can minister, man. They're powerful. They're powerful. Yeah. You know, Disciple, same way. You know, you're not going to leave their show without getting the word, and without, you know, at them asking, hey, do you need to accept Jesus tonight? And so I think that's important too, you know. And again, with the label, it's ministry first, music second. Yeah, music is the tool to get where we want to go. But, you know, showing people Jesus is our main goal. That's our main goal. So,
Hey, and we've got with us watching tonight and weighing in, Wolfgazer9970 says, hi, Aaron.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, thank you for joining the show tonight. And thank you for weighing in. Hey, please share this out. There's some good meat, doctrinal, spiritual, biblical meat that's being presented tonight that people need to hear. And that's the truth of being set free from the chains of darkness through Jesus. It's me, Dakota.
Hi, Dakota.
Let's talk about your record label for a moment. You were writing music, performing music, and then you've taken a whole nother step of going into the business aspect of this, which is a risk in starting a record label. How did you know that this is what God wanted you to do?
Well, I'm just going to be honest. I feel like Noah right now, building the ark. But no, I kind of thought about it a little bit. And I had talked to Randall about it a little bit. Because I just told him, I was like, you know, I really appreciated what he did for me in kind of guiding me and getting me out there and just everything that he did for me. And I told him, I said, you know, I know your roster's kind of, it's full, but I'd like to help other people the way you've helped me, you know, and kind of start my own thing. And he was like, yeah, man, that would be cool. And we still kind of do some things. We kind of work together, you know, and things like that. So anyway, I kind of mentioned it to my wife, and she had even mentioned it before. She was like, you know, you could do the same thing that he's done for you and help other people, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was just praying about it for probably 6 months, you know? Just one day I just felt like he told me, hey, this is what you're going to do. And these are the bands you're going to ask. He told me exactly who he wanted me to ask. And, well, I don't say all of them. I knew the first one, two, I had four that he had given me.
Okay.
You know, names of, and so, you know, like I said, it's just a step of faith, like you said. And, and I kind of feel like Noah, because I don't really know what I'm doing. I'll be honest. I'm just kind of going with the spirit. And I mean, I know, you know, that I have some connections with people as far as, you know, people like you and radio and, you know, things like that. But I'm learning constantly about radio promotion, being a radio promoter, learning about the booking side of it. And right now we are just, honestly, we're in a building stage and a connection stage is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We're building those contacts up. We're building relationships right now. But again, you know, God just keeps blessing it. You know, within that first 3 months, I had festivals calling me, asking me for artists. We were booking people, you know, at Audio Feed, at Kingdom Come, just, I mean, Broken Bottle Fest. It's funny because Ryan, I don't know if you know Ryan from Broken Bottle Festival, but he is a great dude. And it was funny because the other day he said the Broken Bottle Music Festival is slowly becoming the Broken Bottle Resurrection Festival. I think we have like 7 artists at that festival. So, but anyway, yeah, man, we're just trying really hard here's my thing. So I'm trying to keep the artist as independent as possible.
Okay.
But I'm trying to help guide them and, you know, push them and tell them what they need to do, guide them in the right direction. I am trying to book them, but, you know, I do encourage them to use other people to book. I encourage them to still book their own shows. You know, we just hired 2 people. I can't tell you who they are yet because we haven't kind of released it publicly. But we hired someone to do all of our press releases for us. She's worked with all kinds of people. And I mean, their songs go number one. I'll just throw that out there. We'll announce them probably in April, but I haven't announced it publicly, so I don't want to say it right now. But then we also hired someone to do, you know, our social media and, you know, just PR stuff. She's going to do a little bit of radio promotion for us. She has some contacts there. She actually worked for Rockfest Records. She has a lot of experience, and she's working with AC Windblown right now, that label. And so anyway, we're really excited about the God, you know, sending us all these people our way to just kind of fulfill these needs that need to be done, you know? And so we're building our team right now. I just signed another artist yesterday or 2 days ago, I think, and possibly one more tonight. I haven't read the email. I hadn't had a chance yet. He's like, dude, I gave you an answer. So maybe I'll just talk to you later. I was like, so I don't know if he said yes or no, but I'm hoping he said yes. But yeah, man, God just, you know, he just keeps doing his thing and keeps fulfilling his promise. And so, like I said earlier, I'm just a vessel. I'm just trying to be used and do what he, you know, has called me to do. And I'm just trying to be faithful. And, you know, I just think when you are faithful like that, it's just like he told me, you know, what took you so long? You know, I'm not waiting anymore. You know, I can't. I'm getting old, man. I can't afford to wait anymore. So I gotta be answer that call right now. Yep. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, it's exciting and I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm meeting a lot of great people like you and just other people through different podcasts and radio stations and you know, just different, you know, festivals. And it's just a blast meeting people and talking to people and getting to know people, you know? So,
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And comment here, God is always with you. Remember that.
Amen.
And I just see that so much in your life right now. And as I'm sitting here listening to you share how you're helping these other artists and looking at the hat that you have on that says freedom.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that when you're freed from your chains and you're freed from your junk and you're walking freely in Jesus, you can actually really help other people.
Yeah.
You can serve others.
You know, when John 10:10 says, you know, it says the thief, I call him the deceiver. He's the great deceiver, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, you know, I come to give you life. You know, how powerful is that? Just that little line right there, because that's what the devil does. He tries to lie to you. He tries to deceive you. He tries to tell you that you can't do this. Well, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
And I am doing this. You know what I mean? When 4 years ago, the devil told me, you'll never do this, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, to me, that's a slap in his face. Look at what God's doing. Not what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah.
This isn't me. I'm telling you right now. I'm a failure, man. And God is using this failure to do great things. And so I encourage everyone out there to not think like that. You can do it, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of that comes from my coaching too. I try to be a motivator, you know, I try to motivate people. That was my job for years. And so I try to do that with this label. You know, when we get down, we built a team, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when we're down, you know, we have a GroupMe thread that we constantly are typing on and just encouraging each other, you know, because sometimes I'm down too. Sometimes the coach is down.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, hey, I need to be lifted up too, you know? And so, yeah, we're just building a community. We're building a friendship. We're brothers,
That's
man.
Awesome.
And we just got a great family going, and they're all so supportive, and they love God, and they all have their own ministry. They all have their own testimony, their own story. So that's what's great about every single artist on Resurrection Records. So,
yes. Yep. They're about the ministry. And Stella Blue, thank you for joining us tonight. She says, hello, brothers. She says, God bless you. Much love from Ohio. God is the way maker. And then from Tracy, hallelujah, there is freedom in Jesus. Keep on rocking. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Yes.
Thank you all for watching and weighing in this evening. Yeah. Some powerful stuff. If you missed the beginning of this, Aaron's testimony, he's lived it. Jesus has set him free from addiction, has set him free from bondage, and now he is actively engaged in serving others. He's not just doing music for himself, but he's helping others do that. You're basically what I see you doing as a somebody who has a record label is you're shepherding these musicians.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. And when we talk about that a lot, you know, this is a lot of artist development, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's helping them reach their goals one goal at a time, you know, and because it takes baby steps, you know, we don't get in this and just all of a sudden, you know, get millions of shows and get thousands of streams. You know, it takes time and you got to go through the process. So that's just kind of, I'm just kind of trying to guide them through that.
Yes.
And we're all learning together, you know, even though I've been through this, you know, I'm still learning. I'm still learning from them. I'm still learning from other people. And I think it's like in anything else, you can always learn. If you ever stop learning, then you're done.
Like, oh yeah.
You're not going to get any better. You're not going to get any better if you don't do that. So
it's a constant learning process, and you know, you have overcome a lot of fear. Isaiah 41:10 comment here, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And you know, whenever somebody takes a risk for the Lord in faith, there's always that fear. And that's the proof that you've been set free from fear, my friend, is you've taken that step of faith to do something that, as you said, you feel like Noah, you're building this boat. And trust me, I know what it feels like. I've done this a number of times where it's like, how are we going to do this? And I don't even know where to begin. I didn't go to school to know how to do this.
Right?
But there you are doing it. Thank you, Stella, for the 100, 100, 100.
All right. Like that.
Hey, let's give some shout outs to the bands that you've got signed with Resurrection Records. Who are some of the bands that you have right now?
All right. Well, we got 3 Days Under. And we have Tricord, and both of them, they both have new singles out right now, and they're fire. They're so good. We also have Becoming Sons, and they have a new single out called Awakened. Man, that song is a, man, It's a banger. I'm telling you, you got to check these songs out. And then we have Crimson Overtone.
Love them.
Yeah, they're, again, just powerful, powerful testimonies. They have a song called Dead Man Walking. Okay, it's great, great song. They're working on some new material, so just be ready for that. And then we have an artist that's pretty new. They only have two singles out right now, but their sound is just, I don't even know how to explain it, man. But they're called Stars Will Fall.
Okay.
And you need to check those guys out because
I will.
They're going places, man, very quickly.
Okay.
And then let's see. I don't even know how many that is. Then we have Reborn from San Antonio, Texas. Those guys have been around for a while. Again, they're just passionate about Jesus and spreading the good news. And just a great band. They're working on some new stuff also. So just be looking for that. And then I have two rappers right now.
Okay.
And one of them is, his name is Big Rev, R-E-V, Big Rev. Nice. And he has a new single out called Make a Stand. And if you haven't heard that one, go check that song out because it reminds me of like a POD type sound.
Really?
And it's kind of a different sound for him because he doesn't always put like rock music to his raps. Mm-hmm. But he sings a lot in this one, which he doesn't do a lot. But I was like, dude, that's got to be your first single because it's a banger. It's so good. Okay. But yeah, go check that out. And nice. And then we just signed a guy that I met actually when we opened up for We Are Messengers. We were playing a fest called Freedom Fire. And his tent was right next to mine, his merch table. And we got to know each other, and I kind of took him in. But his name is B. Wade.
Okay.
And, he's from Oklahoma. You haven't probably heard his stuff, but he's played with Disciple. He's played in Indiana at the Rock the Water Fest down there. He's played with, I think he's played with The Protest. He's played with Chaotic Resemblance, I know. But anyway, he's going to be hot, man. He's got some great stuff. And his testimony, man, talk about, you know, reaching people that we can't. He spent 9 years in prison, man. And got saved while he was in prison. He got a master's degree in theology while he was in prison, and just soaked up Jesus while he was in there and wrote all these songs while he was in there.
What a testimony.
Dude, it's amazing. And he gives his music is a story. It is his testimony. Like each song is his testimony of where he started and where he finished. And so I can't wait. We're working on his single right now. I'm hopefully by the end of next month, maybe to get that out. But he does have something on YouTube called I'm Through Running. If you look up B Wade, I'm Through Running, you can find that. But we're going to redo it. And so it'll kind of be the same song, but just redone. We're going to re-record it. But that's everybody right now. I can't give away the other one because I'm not going to announce them until April.
Until April? Well, that's like 3 days away. So we're not that far out. We're not that far out. Maybe I should have scheduled this later. But hey, I have to ask you this. Are you signed to Resurrection Records? Because we have somebody saying, my favorite song from Aaron is Faith Over Fear.
Faith Over Fear. Yeah. Well, I guess I can say that I signed myself. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, Psalm 98 from Stella. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth make a loud noise. Man, that sounds like rock to me. That sounds like some metal. Make a loud noise, make a joyful noise, and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the voice of a psalm.
We just put distortion on a harp.
Yes.
And we hit lots of cymbals.
That you do. Hey, before we close, we're at the top of the hour. If somebody wants to is an artist and they want to become a part of Resurrection Records, how would they reach out to you, Aaron?
Okay. You know, there's several ways. You can reach out to me on my Aaron Michaels Facebook page. Or we also have a Resurrection Records Facebook page. And you can just, you know, send me a personal message, DM, whatever, on there. Or you can email me at resurrectionrecords@mail.com.
At mail.com.
Yeah.
Got it. And if anybody wants to reach out to us here at lithoscry.com, that's our website. You can reach out to us at lithoscry, L-I-T-H-O-S-C-R-Y @gmail.com. Wolfgazer says, I love you, Aaron. And Aaron, hold on. I'm going to close out. But next week, we will be back live at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You're not going to want to miss this because our friends Divine Martyr from the Midwest out in Indiana, man, they have gone epic. And you're not going to want to miss the interview, and you're not going to want to miss the music. It is epic. So we will be back next week, 8 p.m. Eastern time, lithoscry@gmail.com, lithoscry@gmail.com. Aaron Michaels, if you want to become part of Resurrection Records, Aaron, thank you for joining us. And everybody else, until next week at 8 p.m. Eastern time, peace out and rock on.
lithoscry.com.